Legacies. Dave celebrates 40 years of guide dog ownership. Guide dogs are special. The bond which exists between dog and owner makes each partnership unique. Someone who can attest to the amazing and life-changing partnership that a guide dog offers is Guide Dogs Engagement Officer Dave Kent, who's been paired with a series of wonderful dogs over the years. Now 59, he received his first guide dog aged 19. Dave said, "When I lost my sight, it was devastating. I've been a recipient of the guide dog service for many years and have lived a life nourished by the dogs I've had. It'll be 40 years this summer since I had my first guide dog. I've been guided by some truly outstanding four-legged characters. Elmer, Skip, Giles, Nixon, Reuben, and not forgetting my beautiful Quince, have all played their part in affording me a quality of life I could hardly have dreamt of had I not had the honour of walking with them down the years. Quince has now retired, staying on in our family as a beloved pet. Guide dogs promise that they'll provide a guide dog for as long as necessary, so my latest partner is Chad. He's a cracking dog. I trusted him from the first walk. He positively thrives in central London conditions, daily stepping onto crowded tube trains to get me to work. I continue to be on the independent path. If it wasn't for Chad, I wouldn't be Dave. Guide Dogs relies on donations and gifts in will, so it's because of your support and thoughtfulness that I and others with sight loss are able to live life to the max and enjoy a freedom of movement that is second to none." To find out how you can remember the dogs you've loved with a gift in your will, please visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/gifts-in-wills. Listen to the news section for more stories of guide dog owners, volunteers and fundraising groups celebrating significant anniversaries. Included here are four photographs. The first is of a younger Dave Kent and Reuben, a yellow Labrador guide dog. The second is of Dave with Quince and Chad, both yellow Labrador guide dogs. The third is of Dave standing outside number 10 Downing Street with Chad. And the final photograph is of Dave sitting on a bench in the park with Quince and Chad.